This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Colorado Springs Republican Representative Doug Lamborn applauded passage of the annual defense policy bill today. He says it does a lot to help service members' families and bolster military space programs.
It makes a lot of great strides towards helping our national defense.
The NDAA also includes Colorado-specific priorities, such as funding for resilience and new construction at military facilities in the state. But Colorado lawmakers were not able to remove a provision from Alabama members that prohibits funding building out the new Space Command headquarters until the middle of next year. The bill now heads to the president's desk. A former mayoral candidate wants Denver's new mayor to rethink an appointment his predecessor made to the board of Colorado's flagship Safety Net Hospital. Former city attorney and lobbyist Doug Friednash was appointed to the board of Denver Health last year, even though the tobacco giant Altria was one of his clients. Lisa Calderon says Mayor Mike Johnston should take a fresh look and replace the pick.
This conversation needs to be a public conversation, and there needs to be much more scrutiny.
Johnston says his team is looking at all city boards and appointments. A 23-year-old woman is being charged with the vehicular homicide of Magnus White, a 17-year-old cycling prodigy from Boulder. White died in July after being struck by a driver while biking on the side of Highway 119 near Gun Barrel. At the time of his death, White was training for the Junior Mountain Bike Tournament in Glasgow. In a statement Wednesday, the family of White acknowledged the criminal charge and called for drivers to be safer on the roads. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.